A growing number of older Americans are choosing not to retire. Instead, they are choosing to become entrepreneurs. Suzanne La Follette Black is Associate Director for the nonprofit, nonpartisan AARP. What brings you to Western North Carolina?
The reason why we're here is that we co-sponsored an entrepreneur encore fair with the Small Business Administration and AB Tech. And with that great sponsorship, we had folks coming out to learn how to expand their business or how to start a business. So we gave them the tools and the techniques and the resources today.
Are older Americans becoming entrepreneurs for the very same reasons younger people go into business?
Yes and no. Most older entrepreneurs are looking at the opportunity to do something that they always wanted to do. This is their what's next. This is their encore. This is their transition into another career. And so they're looking at opportunities that they can really give back. But they also are looking at opportunities to make sure they have a sustainable income. Back in 2009, we all kind of had a hit with our 401ks and what have you. And so this has really kind of been a wake-up call. But boomers, which I am one, and I see that you are one as well, are really making sure that they can work as long as they can because they want to have purpose and they want to show value.
Is there anything different or unusual about baby boomers taking this step and what they bring to this changing definition of what retirement means?
I think the uniqueness that baby boomer brings is that they bring this talent and experience that they've had. So they've had fabulous contacts, networking opportunities, and they've already worked in a business for a while. So this is an opportunity to really maybe take a little risk and to say, hey, I can do this.
Can you expand on that? Are there inherent advantages for older entrepreneurs?
Actually, there are. If there's something you always wanted to do, you had a hobby or you had an interest or you had some good skills, you could kind of apply that into a small business. But the first thing you need to do about thinking about starting a business is you need to ask yourself some questions. Do a self-assessment. Are you comfortable with taking risks? That's a big one. Can you think independently? Are you persuasive? That's important with your marketing. Are you able to think of new ideas? Are you a self-starter? Do you have good people skills? And do you have the drive? You need to be motivated enough to do it and be able to negotiate.
Are older Americans more risk adverse because of their station in life?
I would say most are versus somebody who just graduated from college. But, you know, there's different ways of looking at it. When you have great resources such as the Small Business Administration, the Senior Corps of Retired Executives who will give you a mentor to help you develop a business plan and kind of hold your hand when you're going through this business vision, it really makes it a lot easier. But something that I'm seeing with that are millennials, they're looking at something called crowdfunding. So, you know, who would think you go on Facebook and say, hey, I want to start this business. Who else wants to get on board? And we're seeing a lot of folks really jumping on.
Is access to capital one of the huge challenges for startup businesses, especially for older Americans?
No. Not necessarily. Through the Small Business Administration, they have quite a few loans. And also, if you're a veteran, there are some interest-free loans that you can get involved with. But there's also a special program that is called Encore.org. And Encore.org used to be called Civic Adventures. And what it is looking at innovation of people who are 60-plus and how they can come up with a great idea, and they write this proposal, and they can get $100,000. But the big key is social impact change. And when you're looking at boomers, that's what we want to do. We want to have an impact. We want to make a difference.
Half of all new businesses aren't around after 5 years. Mm-hmm. If you're an older American who wants to be self-employed, do you have to keep that in the back of your mind?
You do. And you also need to have a succession plan. Just like when you're in a business, you need to be sure where you're going to be 5, 10, 20 years. Also, you need to have an exit strategy. If you don't want to do this business anymore, how are you going to get rid of it? And how are you going to be able to sell it and get your profit back?
Is traditional retirement disappearing because of the unreliability of pensions, Social Security, savings, just not enough cash and not enough money to really retire in the old model?
Well, David, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
When are you planning to retire?
I can't retire. I can't afford it.
Okay. Well,
not right now.
Not right now. Okay. We probably have kids. We have college. We have this. We have grandkids. We have this and that. And so that's one thing. But also, a lot of people, when we did some research, and AARP found that 75% of all folks that we interviewed said they want to work because they want to stay mentally active. Mentally active. Also, they want to give back, and they want to be sure they have some kind of sustainability of a finance coming in because of financial security. Just like you said, I can't do it now. I can't afford it. I'm with you. I think I'm going to have to work till I'm 70.
The other consideration, though, is that what you just mentioned, continuing education and love of being in the workforce and the stimulation provided by being involved with work.
Yes. And we have some best employers and age-friendly companies that look at the talent and experience of older workers, which is the definition of 40-plus, by the way. A lot of people go, oh, no, I'm an older worker. It's 40-plus. But they're actually providing something called universities, and they're looking at professional development of these folks to go back and re-career, but also get other information to be more creative and provide more innovation in their own company.
But are older Americans starting their own businesses also because nobody will hire them?
In some cases, we have seen that. Unfortunately, we have seen some age discrimination. And up there in Washington, there's something called POWDA, which is looking at Protecting Older Workers Against Discrimination Act, and which is bipartisan. And AARP is working on that to make sure that when people go in for an interview, that they are not discriminated against and that there's some repercussions. We work very closely with EEO.
For older Americans who have found that no one will hire them, and they may or may not have the resources right now to start their own business, what advice does AARP have for that group of people?
What we've been telling older workers is that they need to look at our Work Reimagined Real Possibilities site. If you have a LinkedIn profile, you can actually be linked into workreimagined.org with an age-friendly company. Right now, we have over 275 age-friendly companies that say, hey, we really see how uniquely qualified you are, and you're able to provide talent and experience to my company, and those businesses come to you, and we're placing people in jobs. But if you're starting a business, you also want to look at that type of thing. So you could put your information out there on workreimagined.org and say, I need someone who has this skill, this talent, this experience, and you're easily going to find somebody who'll be able to fill that niche.
What role, if any, does the Affordable Care Act play in the growing number of older Americans considering going into business for themselves before they're eligible for Medicare?
Well, if they're looking at insurance, that's a big thing to look at for themselves, and they can't get supplemental insurance until they're 65, so they need to make sure that they have some kind of safety net for their health care. And so a lot of folks are looking at that type of thing. But there's also insurance for starting a business. And some people don't realize that for that risk. And so that's something also to pursue.
Is there one bottom line piece of information that you tell older Americans when they start their own business? I've read that you don't want to jeopardize your nest egg. Is that critical to this decision making?
Yes, it is. You don't want to jeopardize your own self-worth. And when I say that is, if you have a pension, if you have savings, do not use that. There are other resources out there through the Small Business Administration, through the crowdfunding I mentioned, through that Encore.org. Even Prezi has gotten into the business of idea challenging, and that you could get a grant. We were talking to somebody this morning, and he said, I started my business on grants. He said it was easy. He said, I got all this money, and I got started, and easy peasy is what he said. So, yeah.
Don't use your nest egg.
Do not do that. Don't jeopardize your... You never know what life has in store. And may I just add one last thing?
Sure.
If anybody's looking at starting a business or expanding a business, please go to www.aarp.com/start-a-business. Something that's available there for you is your self-employment guide. It gives you a checklist, but it also helps you how to write a business plan, how to look at the financial risk and also sustainability and where those resources are, and also marketing.
More and more retirees are living in North Carolina. We have a growing retirement community here in Western North Carolina. Mm. does the data indicate that the business sector in Western North Carolina, and for that matter across the state, is made up of a lot of people who initially thought they were going to retire?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Right now, 13% of folks who are 50 plus are self-employed in North Carolina. When I came to Asheville, I've met more people that have started a business part-time just to do something because they want to stay active, but also that little financial net safety net. And I've seen more of that here in Asheville than I have in some other parts of the state, which I felt it was kind of interesting.
Suzanne LaFollette-Black is Associate Director of AARP North Carolina. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.